This is TWiT.
And on the topic of legislation, a little better news maybe, the state of Oregon yesterday signed into law their own state net neutrality legislation. That makes them the second state to have done so in the U.S. The state of Washington had previously done so, and Washington's legislation was aggressive, and in fact fail under challenge, because of course all of the ISPs are loudly declaring that they're going to fight to overturn this or to have some sort of federal legislation enacted to prevent states from doing, you know, from like going their own way. What Washington State did was they flatly stated that no ISPs or broadband carriers can provide any favorable treatment based on the source of the content that they're carrying. What the state of Oregon did was a little was deliberately designed to withstand a challenge in court, which is to use again the power of their purse to say that no state government entity can purchase that bandwidth if from an ISP that is not abiding by the same net neutrality principles and laws that the FCC is in the process of ending. And as I was looking through this to sort of get a sense for what was different and what it said, there was one glitch that was unfortunate, and that is that the legislation does acknowledge the possibility that even state agencies might be forced to choose an ISP that violates net neutrality when there are no other options. In other words, the purchasing requirements will not apply when an ISP is, in the words of the legislation, the sole provider of fixed broadband internet access service to the geographic location subject to the contract. And, you know, as I've often stated, in my own location here in, you know, like right in the middle of Southern California, I have no alternative other than Cox and cable. There's no fiber. There's no, high-speed copper. I have one broadband provider. And as we know, unfortunately, there are many areas in the U.S. where that's the case. So anyway, it's certainly what we're seeing is the intention and execution of some pushback from the end of FCC's previous U.S. administration protection for the concept of net neutrality. And here I sort of feel like the reverse of this constant go around with encryption. My sense is net neutrality is probably the principle is probably going to win out over the long term, where I feel less bullish about encryption winding up that way.